So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to go over, when do puppies actually grow out of biting? Now, let's just not leave this. Yes, it applies to puppies, but really, when does any dog or puppy grow out of a problem behavior like biting, chewing, chasing, anything like that? Now, realistically speaking, long story short, let's actually just get right into it. Short answer is puppies and dogs never really grow out of problem behaviors. If you're waiting for your puppy to grow out of biting or a problem behavior you do not like, you're probably going to be waiting for the rest of your dog's life. If your puppy is, you know, consistently nipping and biting you and struggling with a specific behavior and rehearsing it over and over again, it's because your puppy in one way or another finds that act of doing the behavior reinforcing. Again, certain behaviors are self-reinforcing for dogs and puppies. Biting, chasing, tugging, all those behaviors are self-reinforcing. So the longer you wait, the more gratification your puppy gets. So you just make sure you understand that your puppy is not going to grow out of it. You actually have to intervene. There's a quote that kind of rings when I speak about this. It's kind of, if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten. The same thing is true for puppies. If your puppy continuously practices the same behavior and you're expecting a different result, but nothing changing, nothing's going to change, right? He's just going to continue practicing that. So long answer short, puppies and dogs don't grow out of problem behaviors. You actually have to intervene. Now, what do we do whenever we are trying to teach our puppies to stop biting? Because trust me, I know those puppy teeth feel like needles, and especially when they're young. Oh my God, they're kind of worse than adult teeth. No joke. But what do we do whenever they're biting? Couple things. One, be aware of your puppy's day-to-day routine, his highs and lows, meaning when does he have the most amount of energy? When does he have the lowest amount of energy? Whenever he has the highest amount of energy, say it's 11 a.m., he goes crazy and tries biting you. Right before that, 10:50, start playing with him. Get his favorite toy, take him to an appropriate environment and play tug of war with him. But actually commit to playing. The biggest mistake most people do is they go, hey, I redirect him to the toy. The puppy tries biting you, you give him the toy, and then you ignore him again. What does your puppy learn? Okay, every time I try biting the toy, I get ignored. But when I bite you, I actually get attention and I get some reaction. And then your puppy learns actually the game is biting you and not the toy. So instead, actually commit to playing with your puppy with an appropriate tug toy or ball. That is going to be important so that your puppy understands it's way better to actually play with the toy because you actually commit to playing with me instead of just tossing the toy and ignoring him. Two, making sure that you stay consistent with that and you don't play with your hands in the beginning. Again, if you're playing with your hands, you're kind of sending mixed signals, as well as making sure that you don't squeak, yelp, whine. This is a big myth where most people think that, hey, dude, if I squeak, my dog will stop. Your dog, I mean, for a certain dog, they might momentarily go, like, oh, what just happened? But if you're working with a very particular dog, trust me, if you get bitten and you squeak, they're going to go, oh my God, you're a squeaky toy? And then they're going to bite harder and firmer, and they're going to make it a bigger game. So get in the habit. Really, the big secret for today, guys, is making sure that you understand that puppies will not grow out of biting behaviors or any problem behaviors. No dog or puppy grows out of a problem behaviors. You actually have to intervene and make sure you set them up for success so that your puppy or dog develops into well manners. They actually have well manners, and you don't have to struggle with needles, those puppy needle teeth in your arm. And make sure you actually satisfy and meet your puppy's need by cutting out time to play with them. And that is the big secret for today, guys. If you guys enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a quick review on whatever platform you're listening on. And as well, as if you want direct help with your dog or puppy, click the link below. I'll have the link to our flagship program, Canine Obedience Accelerator, in our description below. And we'll see you guys in our next one.